I'm very, very happy to welcome Tumo Bopela, who is, Tumo Bopape, who is one of the guides. Good afternoon, Tumo. How are you?
I'm well, Kathy, and how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. You sound fantastic. We can hear you loud and clear. You're a guide at Maropeng, where this installation is. We know that we have some kind of recorded history from the time that Vasco da Gama came in the 1600s. What was in South Africa before the 1600s?
Firstly, let me also send my greetings to all the listeners out there.
Oh, lovely.
You know, the first people, let me speak about the first people of Southern Africa, which were the Sen people.
Yes.
The Sen people are the indigenous inhabitants of Southern Africa. And in that mean that their genetic origins can be traced back to the emergence of modern day humans, human beings, in the late Stone Age era. So other communities like the Bantu speaking people came down and had already found the Sen people already settled on the southern tip of the African continent.
Yeah.
And the Bantu speaking people arrived here somehow around the birth of Christ 2000 years ago.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Do we know where those origins are from?
Excuse me, Kathy?
Do we know what those origins are? Where did the Sand people come from? Yeah. Do we know where they come from? You know what, actually, Tumo. Can we talk about one of the Sand leaders? I'm just worried that we're going to run out of time. Can you tell us about one of the Sand leaders?
One Sand leader that I'd like to talk about today or comes out, that is featured here at the Long March to Freedom is Oshumatu, who is an astonishing man. He was the leader of the Horika Ikona people, or the people of the Table Bay region. He was an interpreter, negotiator, postmaster, trademan, and he was a rebel leader. Oshumatu was the first political prisoner sent to Robben Island for defying a European power. He was also known, or he was called by the name as Harry Distantwoord. He was the leader of the Horika Ikona people that had the first interactions with the settlers when they arrived at the Cape in 1652.
Fascinating. And was he a fair leader? What do we know about him?
Oshumato was a very intelligent man. He had a problem. There was butter trade at the time. So he had a problem that there was somehow a number of cows that were acquired unfairly, or the settlers would treat the people unfairly, the natives unfairly. Yeah. So he waged war on the settlement. He killed a number of Dutchmen, and this led about to him being apprehended and put on Robben Island. Now, we're talking about a man who ships would pass through the Cape Point, and he would receive messages and relay to other ships as they came after that ship. And this man had thorough knowledge of a bit of English and had thorough knowledge of Dutch and Dutch culture, because he was sent to Batania, where the Dutch East India Company was based, actually, to learn the culture, to learn the language, so that he can come back and, you know, do the interpretations and negotiations and understand the culture of the European people.
Amazing. Tumo, unfortunately, that's where we leave it this week, but we do definitely want to get you back and learn more about these leaders from our 350-year history in South Africa, the long walk to freedom. So thank you very, very much for your time, and looking forward to speaking to you soon, Tumo.
Thank you. It was it's certainly an amazing experience being here live with you. And next time we're going to speak about another Khoi leader, and I would reveal the Khoi leader next time when we're on show.
Okay, fantastic.
I'll keep your viewers in anticipation.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you, Tumo. Bye-bye. God bless. Bye-bye.